Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim alluded to something that Pat Narduzzi said at the media day for that. What's it called? Quick lane, fast lane?
The quick lane bowl. Yeah.
Quick lane bowl, yeah. In Detroit. They're playing Eastern Michigan. There's the advance of all that game, so they went up there for a media day. Pat Narduzzi's making predictions about his team in the ACC in the future.
We've reached an ACC championship. Our goal is not just to get there. Our goal is to get there and win the thing. And in the next couple of years, we're going to win one. I guarantee you that.
Nobody wants to hear that. I'll be real honest with you here. This quick lane bowl in his fifth year. They've lost the military bowl. They've lost the pinstripe bowl. They've lost the Sun Bowl. Now they're playing in the quick lane bowl against Eastern Michigan. I like Pat, and I like Pat a lot. They've won eight games. They've won eight games. They've won five games. They've won seven games. Now they're on seven games with another game left against Eastern Michigan. That's something that a coach who just takes the job, who's in his first year, says. And people go, I like that vigor. I like that. I like that. I like that ambition. That's not something that someone says who's just finishing his fifth year and had a 4-4 season in the league. You don't say that. Or you open yourself up for heavy criticism and snickering. And well, that's and where I am when I heard it.
And it's not the thing. It doesn't seem like the tack to take when you're coming off a highly disappointing end to your regular season. When you could have, you talk about how you appeared in an ACC championship game. By all rights, you should have been in another one this year, the way you were playing halfway through the season, because your offense seemed to be figuring some things out, and your defense was otherworldly this year, and somehow you still ended up 7-5 and going to Detroit for a bowl game the day after Christmas. It doesn't, you're right, nobody wants to hear it. It's what I want to hear is tell me how you're going to do it. Don't tell me you're going to do it.
Or just show me it.
Right.
Show me it. Show me. I know a lot of people that are high-end Pitt boosters and a lot of people that are big-time Pitt fans. And a couple of them texted me yesterday. And I know some people who said, what is this guy saying right now? This program took a step backwards. Now's not the time for rah-rah guarantees. Now's the time for, like you said, we're gonna work harder.
Right.
It's not results time. It's time to tell people about our work, not the fruits of the labor, not the end game of it, what we're going to do, because it's not a time to celebrate that you're playing in a bowl game against a MAC team that didn't win the MAC.
Right.
A 500 MAC team.
Correct.
6-6.
Did you find it odd what he said? They're just words, and we do too much with them as sports talk hosts, but that's what we do for our job. They're just words, Jim, but I find them odd.
They are. He did make that prediction, 2 years ago, preseason, before last season, about how we're going to win the ACC Coastal, and they did. But it's one thing to predict you're going to win that division where it's had a different winner, I think, every year since they split up into the two divisions.
Yeah, but they had a chance to be the one that repeated. They had a chance halfway through this season to really to assert themselves.
Well, that's the thing. 2 years in a row. It wasn't just this past year that things went sideways at the end. It was last year.
They were 5-2 at one point with a very respectable loss to Penn State.
Right, and Virginia Tech's not what Virginia Tech was. And I know it was a sloppy day.
Neither is Miami.
Okay, fine. Right, and then Boston College. You know, the last two games this season were just...
But all of those reasons and more stack up on this side of the table that is now about to tip over in the corner of Pitt should have been better than they were.
Bro, they lost the last two games to Virginia Tech and Boston College 54-19. It's an aggregate total. It's not like that they were, one of them was 26-19, one of them was 28-0. But the last eight quarters of football for this football team was not something that you walk into a press conference and you say, we're going to win the league.
You don't start thumping your chest right now.
Right. No. And maybe we're misconstruing what he said. I don't know of anybody who is a Pitt fan or anybody who gives the Pitt right now that wants to hear that. In a way, I think they want to almost hear contrition. And that's not something that the quick – what's this bowl called?
Quick lane.
I keep saying the wrong – what's fast lane? I don't even know what that is. But anyway, I don't think anybody
– That was Todd Graham.
There you go. Yeah, anybody at the quick lane bowl, it might not make them happy, but it would make your boosters and your people happy to almost hear contrition out of your mouth. You know, the quick lane people might not be happy, but it's almost should be an air of, we're not real happy to be at this place.
Well, yeah, and it should be, you know what? We should have done better. We should have finished stronger. We should have done better. And no offense to the fine people of Eastern Michigan and the Detroit metro area.
But this sucks.
But I didn't want to be here the day after Christmas. Sorry.
No one does. Detroit's terrible. You ever been to Detroit?
Yeah.
It's just like Rankin, but bigger. Nobody wants to go there. Really? No, you don't want to go there, especially the day after Christmas.
Your point remains. Like, walk out there and say, hey, you know, and you can do that. Here's the thing. Like, I get it. It's a bowl press conference, and you want to build up the bowl and the host and the opponent and all that. Fine. You can do all that after you lead it all off with, you know what, we should have done better. We shouldn't be here right now. We should be getting ready for a warm weather contest somewhere that's not the day after Christmas, that against a power five opponent.
We didn't have the end of the season that we would have liked. This is where we are right now. We're going to make the most of this. We're going to be out there against a good Eastern Michigan team.
We're going to be better next year.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, we're going to win that Coastal. We're going to, in a couple of years, we'll be winning the ACC championship. Now, as for right now, Eastern Michigan, well, it's a tough team, a tough MAC team, and you know what? We're going
to
make the most out of this opportunity.
And you don't need to Sully, Chris Creighton or whoever their coach is. I think Chris Creighton's their coach. He used to be the coach at Drake. You don't need to, like, Sully that guy. You can say, hey, we're in for a stiff test. This guy's a good football coach.
Just, it's not the time to beat your chest.
He's an up-and-comer, right?
Right. Oh, well, I think he's actually kind of older. I think he coached at Drake for a while. Yeah. Anyway, 412-928-9370. We take your calls on that. Is it just – are they just loose words and we're kind of making too much of them, or – did you sort of turn your eyebrow up a little bit when you heard these from Pat Narduzzi yesterday? And a pleasant good morning from you, Adam Barry, or to you. Adam Barry, 9:30, joins us from San Diego. It's 8:15 right now. It's 5:15 out there. It's most likely a better temperature out there, though, at 5:15 in the morning out there than it is at 8:15 here.
Safe bet.
What a wonderful place. We're going to talk to Adam Barry, such a good guy, MLB.com. It's inching towards spring training.
We talked about yesterday, kind of sitting down looking at the calendar after the holidays are over. That's the next thing you look forward to is, holy cow, it's January. That means pitchers and catchers report in 6 weeks.
You know what I do like? I do like being at spring training and going to a bar at night and it be like a playoff run or right there towards the stretch run of the hockey season.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's still time left in it, but that's when the games start to get good.
Uh-huh.
Or we get down there and we have a Saturday or a Sunday and we just, drink a boatload of beer.
I was going to say, we take Jim out to a bar.
Yes. In a boatload of beer and you watch college hoops. There's been times where there have been Pitt hoops and Penguins hockey, doubleheader, and just the beers.
And they're more than happy to put them on the televisions for you because they understand that
there's all kind of Pittsburgh
grease the skids down there.
Yeah, we went out with Coach Mahoney and the Cookins brothers and all these guys that are down there, and it's just like it turns into just – and all of a sudden somebody has a terrible towel, and it's crazy.
Pittsburgh style.
Yeah, I know. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Let's talk to Matt. He's in the North Hills. Matt, these Narduzzi comments, I don't know. Again, we're in the business of making too much of stuff because we're talk radio hosts, sports talk radio hosts. It just struck me as like I heard this yesterday and went, this is weird.
It just follows this pattern of arrogance that he's always shown, whether it's towards – and I don't like Penn State, but whether it's towards Penn State or – he's just so full of bluster and really – hasn't backed it up. I mean, I know they won the Coastal last year, but they collapsed at the end of the year. They got beat by a really bad Miami team. They got killed by a really bad Miami team. And they lost to a Stanford team that was missing, I don't know how many players that were sitting out because they were hurt or getting ready to enter the draft. I just think, I know it won't happen. I think he has to go, but if he loses this game, I don't see any reason you can keep him around.
I think that the end of the season would be an absolute disaster to lose those three in a row. If you lose to Eastern Michigan, and you better be terrible, careful of Eastern Michigan, they are going to treat Pitt like Pitt is Alabama.
Oh, yeah. This is their game. This is the one that they'll all look back on, especially guys who are seniors and have no future on Sundays. This will be their last opportunity. It would be a terrible, terrible loss to go up there and lose to Eastern Michigan. I don't think it would be enough for Heather Lake to consider dispatching Pat Narduzzi at this point. I think this program is at a point, though, where it should have grown from last year. It should have grown and learned from the mistakes of...
Should have grown from 5 years ago.
The end of the regular season last... Look, I'm all in for being willing to give a college football head coach, basketball head coach, plenty of time and plenty of runway to lift things up off the ground. And it felt like after last year, hey, we're lifting things up off the ground a little bit here. We got a conference championship game
appearance.
I'll
tell you what Heather Lake needs to do. And here's the thing. And I'm okay with telling people what they need to do. Here's what Heather Lake needs to do. She needs to walk into Pat Narduzzi's office and she needs to say this. Next year, barring an unforeseen circumstance, like your quarterback gets hurt in game mm-hmm. one, or something crazy happens, three of your defensive linemen get injured in week three, you need to win X amount of games. 9 games. I don't know. Whatever you feel comfortable. 8 games. 9 games. She needs to put a number, a numeric, a digit to it, or you're fired. We do this all the time in business, right? You're a salesman. You do this. You need to reach this goal, or I don't know about I don't know necessarily about the future of you with our company. Right. We do it in our business. Hey, guys, your ratings, they need to get here. We'd like them to get here. There's somebody else knocking down the door. We'll hire in a minute. Right? Why can't you do that with a football coach?
I mean,
why can't you walk in and tell this guy, listen, I'm Heather Lake. I'm in charge. I'm your boss. You need to win 9 games, or we're going to find someone
else. That's the number. I was going to say, what's the number? I think 9's the number. You need to go. And you need to win the winning the Coastal was a surprise last year, right? I don't think we expected it going in. They won it. They went to the ACC championship game. Okay, whatever. You get steamrolled by Clemson. It is what it is. It's Clemson. But you need to assert yourself as that team, as that program on the other side of the conference. You don't need to sit there. You don't need to challenge year after year after year after year with Clemson, but you got to be able to go in and at least challenge year after year for the Coastal.
Absolutely.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.